The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. So, what are we celebrating this Sunday? There's a special day. Okay, we're celebrating Mary the whole month, that's true, but who is celebrating especially this Sunday?
Our moms.
Yes, your moms. It's Mother's Day, right? You excited about Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Why do you think we have Mother's Day and like next month we have Father's Day? Why do we have special days for moms and dads?
Because they work for us, so we want to give them a special day for them.
Okay, because they do a lot of things for us, and we want to have a special day for them. What else?
Mary.
Okay, because Mary, our mother too. What else? Why do we have a special day for moms?
Jesus.
Okay, Mary, Jesus. You're giving the right answers.
Our moms, because they love us.
Very good, because they love us, right? That's why we have a special day for them. Our moms and dads loves us more than anyone else, right? Now, how are you going to show your mom your love for her on Mother's Day? What are you going to do?
Behave.
Behave. Excellent. You gave me the answer I want right away, right? What other ways? Let's see. What other ways? But we'll go back to behaving.
You can make her a card.
Make her a card. Very nice.
Give her a hug.
Give her a hug. Wonderful. Let's get some of the kids back there. Okay, you moms, now you know what to expect.
Helping them.
What?
Helping them.
Helping them. Excellent. One more.
Giving them flowers.
Very good, giving them flowers. There's a lot of ways that we can show our moms that we love them, right? Anybody gonna cook breakfast for them? Okay, make sure you clean up the kitchen afterwards, okay? Don't let mom do it. But if you did all of these things, if you bought them flowers, made them a card, even maybe you went with your dad to the mall to buy him a gift, gave him a big hug, but then, after you did all of this, your mom asked you to do one thing and you didn't do it. Is that good?
No.
No. See, it doesn't matter how many cards you gave them and how many flowers and what a delicious breakfast you cooked. Like he said over here, the best way to show that we love our moms and dads is if we behave, right? If we do what they tell us we need to do, because they love us and they care for us. And that's what Jesus is telling us in today's gospel. Because he loves God the Father so much and us, he does what the Father asked him to do. Whatever God the Father asked Jesus to do, he did it, even that meant for him that he has to go on the cross. Because he knows that God the Father loves him and he will save him. But like you do, when if you want to like give your mom flowers, do you need someone to help you do that? Yes. Why do you need someone to help you, or with what?
so your mom won't get upset with you spending your mom's money.
Okay, because you're not going to ask mom to give you money, right, to buy her flowers. So you want someone to give you the money. What other reasons? Why do you need someone help? Let's say if you want to, let's see, yeah.
Because if you don't have help, then you might get the wrong thing.
Exactly, you might get the wrong thing. You can't go to the store by yourself, right? You need someone to take you to the store if you want to buy her a gift, or go to the flower shop if you want to buy her flowers. If you want to cook her breakfast, don't you need someone to help you? Very good. So we need someone to help us sometimes to show our love to someone else. Now, second grade, on Saturday, you're having a special day, right? What's happening on Saturday? All right, get to see all the hands up.
First communion.
Your first communion. Did you know that? That this Saturday they're going to make their first communion? You did very good. So I want you to do one thing for them. Is each one of you think of one student in second grade and pray for them during this week that they may really receive Jesus' love when they make their first communion. Can you do this? Okay, look at them and pick one person, someone whose name you know, so that you can pray for them. Now, when we receive First Communion, you're receiving Jesus, right? And like we said, if you want to show your mom that you love her, you need someone's help. To show God that we love him, we need someone's help, and that person is Jesus. He helps us to do what God the Father wants us to do. So that's why it's important for us to receive him. Because without Jesus, who loved God perfectly, we can't love God like he did. We need someone's help to guide us and to show us what's the best way to love God. And that's what's going to happen on Saturday. You're going to start receiving Jesus. So as you grow, your love will grow for God and for everyone else. And Jesus will be always there to help you to know how to show your love and express your love. Okay? So you're ready? You're excited? Are you going to get gifts? Okay, I'm sure you will. Again, all of the gifts and the different things you're going to receive, the nice suits, the dresses you're going to wear, that's to remind you of love. All of these things reminds us how much our parents, our family loves us. And when we receive Jesus, we remember how much God the Father loves us.